Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Spike and Fritz. Ike is over there. Where's Ike? We're at McGurk's in Fort Washington. You're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. Beautiful in here. It's a beautiful day, so they have the doors and the windows open. Got a nice breeze there. Kind of liking it. You know, tomorrow, Tour de Delco resumes.
Where we're headed tomorrow?
Tomorrow probably won't be as crazy as yesterday was.
I would say no.
So we are going, tomorrow will be nice. We'll have a good time. It is sort of a different side of Delco, as we'll be at Tavola at the Springfield Country Club. It'll be very nice tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe Juice Box shows up tomorrow. Maybe Pork Chop shows up.
I need Pork Chop.
Yeah, maybe Pork Chop will be there, but I don't know if he will. So Tour de Delco, the second stop is tomorrow. We'll be at Tavola from 2 to 6. I believe might have a couple of dogs there.
Hmm.
Yeah, Province Animal Center, going to come by. A couple of adoptable dogs. Always fun to play with a dog. Maybe Jack will wrestle with it or whatever.
Yeah, should I recreate giving my dog CTE?
No, I don't think so. Not before the poor dog has a home.
He won't be in a home.
You giving a homeless dog CTE is bad news, buddy.
I'll tell you what, would not be good PR for me.
No. An animal, the herder? No. Bad vibes for everyone. So we are attempting a Phillies therapy session today. Is that everyone sounds like a mixture of angry and upset.
Right.
And we want to provide a judgment-free zone.
Well, and we got to get it out.
We got to get it out.
Yeah, you got to get it out.
Got to get it out. You can't keep it bottled up.
Yeah, to turn the season around, you got to get it out. And you got to come watch the game with me and Salter tomorrow.
Yes. God, what a – they lose again tonight. Let me tell you. That's not going to be a fun trip with you guys.
Yeah. Well, Seltzer will be fun. He's always fun.
Yeah.
But he'll do the whole, like, I'm tired thing.
Yeah, but no more than two beers for him.
No, yeah, that's what turns into a problem.
Yeah. That is next question today. Next question is, what reminds you of being a kid on National Creamsicle Day? And we also want to know what stage of grief you're in with the Phillies. There are five: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, or acceptance, as we do this true therapeutic Phillies Day. Nice, easy listening Phillies Day. I wonder which stage of grief Rios is in. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, so this is a therapy session, right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
What I understand about therapy is, at the end of the day, nothing works in therapy if you don't tell the damn freaking truth, correct?
Correct. You got to be honest with yourself. Yes.
So they asses need the damn truth. But let me say this. So y'all talking on this, right? First of all, I'm just pissed off. And I'm pissed off because I'm like, damn, Eagles about to play. They about to do their thing. Philly's going to do their thing. I get to be hyped the whole damn time. We're going to win Philly's championship, World Series championship, and then Super Bowl. But they pissing me off. And let's get into some points y'all talking about. Y'all say that it's something about nobody's doing nothing. It seems like everybody likes each other and somebody's afraid to damn either push somebody's freaking buttons or something because everybody's friends. Let me break something down to you, man. So in 2000, I was in Hawaii at the time. In 2000 sometime, that's when I first became a leader in the United States Army. Huh? And I passed up my peers. So the example I'm giving y'all, okay, I passed up my peers. Now I come back to work. These are my peers. I drank with, did whatever with, whatever. Now I come back, and I'm still being cool, but I'm a leader. That doesn't freaking work. So I had to put my foot down because at the end of the day, if y'all my real friends and I'm the leader, whatever I tell y'all to do, y'all going to do. If y'all my real friends, y'all going to do above and beyond because y'all going to make me look good, and I'm going to make sure that y'all take it care of. Let me tell you something, Bryce. Huh? You're the freaking leader. Or anybody in it, but you're the freaking leader. You're scared to do anything. I don't care. You put yourself in this position, act like you're a freaking GM, or do whatever while you're in that locker room. Huh? You need to dance, set something up. What you scared? Again, Papa Bond again? Man, you better take that. Huh? Even if somebody punch you in your freaking face. Stop being a damn punk. This your damn team. And I'm only saying this is what? What y'all going to let this season go down the drain? You're going to let it go down the drain. So your freaking legacy is going to end up the guy who left the Nationals and they still won the freaking championship. And I hope you're listening because what you going to do? Huh? I hope to spark something in you. Nobody needs nothing from you. Huh? I hope I spark something from you because this is your freaking team. You're the man, and you want to be Philadelphia, right? You want to be Philadelphia so much, Bryce. Well, you know what? You know what comes with real people from Philadelphia, from North Philadelphia, from Badlands, from Hunter Park? Huh? It comes with, you know what? You got to be able to take the drama and the freaking heat and take them shots. And while you're bleeding, you keep on moving and be a freaking leader. Because y'all cats, y'all comfortable. Y'all got this large win. Y'all been winning so much, y'all comfortable. Every time y'all lose, it's okay, we'll get back. It's okay, we'll get back every time y'all freaking lose. That y'all so comfortable now, it's too late. And cats are scared of saying something. And you know what? Y'all, all of y'all, somebody step up. If Bryce don't step up, somebody else step up and be a leader. Because all y'all doing now is acting like straight suckers, like that freaking song. Y'all think I say something about that song that is funny or whatever.
Might be time to bring it back, Rios.
Huh?
But that might be time to bring it back.
No, Jock, no.
No, no, no. Don't bring nothing back. It's sucker like that song, a man worried about a girl who ain't messing with him, dance with somebody else. You's a freaking sucker. Just like last year, y'all let that championship go. That was y'all girlfriend. Y'all let it go. Man, stop being punks. And Bryce is directed to you. You're the leader. You want to be honest? Mr. Pander. Mr. Pander Nut. Sucker. Man, get your damn team together, sucker. And what? Peace.
What reminds you of your childhood?
You know, Rios Disguise. Okay, go ahead.
Hold up.
Okay.
Don't ever cut off Rios again, Jack.
Well,
don't ever do that again.
I couldn't believe he did that.
In my defense. Thought it was a funny drop-in.
It was. I didn't have time for funniness.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's a serious thing.
We're in a moment here.
It's a serious thing.
Yeah, we're trying to save the damn Phillies, man.
No,
yeah.
I know.
You're telling jokes.
Yeah, you're telling jokes.
Well, because, again, I'm in denial.
Listen, that dude is 10 toes down, man.
Really
bootstrapped and everything.
Yeah, that is legit.
Do not play with him.
Nope.
And next year, we're doing Tour to North Philly.
Yeah, with Rios.
With Rios.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be great.
Honestly, though, it did give us a moment. when Rios was explaining the plot of Dancing on My Own.
He hates Dancing on My Own.
Oh, he hates that song, yeah.
And don't give him the Robin version either.
I know. Him going, and you're mad that she's dancing with somebody else. And I'm like, oh, my God. That was incredible.
Yep.
What a moment. Oh, my God. Yep. 215-592-9494. Uh-oh.
That's what we needed. Oh, who's next?
Arthur in Scottsdale.
Yo, how's it going today?
He wants to gloat.
Yep.
Yes.
Yo, you know that. Listen, save all that psychiatry stuff. I spent a ton of money on just a bottle of Glenlivet and a good time. In a brothel, clear them fillies right up. Keep it simple.
In a brothel?
In a brothel.
Yeah. Now, listen. Yo.
Yes.
Soto had a bad game, come back the next day, hits 3 home runs. Listen, the great players don't have 20 games of bad games. You don't come back. Derek Jeter, he would have a bad game, be bad by the end of season, 3-12. The problem is the Phillies are losers. All that yelling that guy did gives me a headache. Brings back memories to me.
Man, Aaron Judge has sucked in every playoffs for 3 straight years.
That's okay. Like so did A-Rod, genius. But we still got them rings. But that's okay.
One ring.
You know what I mean? Ring.
Yeah, one ring.
That's okay. 2009. That's right. Got 27 of them though in a life.
Oh, how many of them did you see? How many of them? 5?
Yeah.
Why,
hey, what is the exact address you're at right now, Arthur?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The exact address you're at?
Whoa, easy there. You ain't that slick, genius. Listen, you know, I tell you what I tell the Fed. I just take the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Let me say this to you, though. Listen, there's plenty of cows. I love the cows, the moo moos. And now I know how to get chocolate milk from the chocolate cows. So I didn't figure that out. My whole life I was wondering, you know, how you get chocolate milk out of white cows. But whatever, I'm learning. Listen, I mean, it's beautiful here. You know, oh, my God. I could see them coming maybe 10 miles before they get to the front door. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Does that help you out?
Yeah.
And if they bring choppers in, I spot them far, far away.
You know, Arthur, I think you're secretly a Phillies fan. Deep down, I think you're a Phillies fan.
Listen to me. No, first of all, I'm not a Phillies fan. But like all that yelling, Harper is what he is. He's just a loser. I don't like the guy. You know, me personally, he reminds me of Utley. Remember when Utley gave us the finger? You know what I mean? I kind of don't. I am a Sixers fan because my daughter loves the Sixers. I've been to many Sixers games. Makes me sick to think that my daughter likes the Sixers, but that's okay. I don't, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Well, she can't find any joy in being a Knicks fan. You gotta expect her to be a fan of another team.
Yeah, but listen. Yo, all the animosity, why don't you just move on to the Eagles? You know you're a football town. I mean, just keep it real.
Are you a Giants fan?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, I am.
Ah, well, come on, man. Well, I mean, that's okay. It's one of the most.
Well, he definitely doesn't want to talk football. Yeah, you don't want to talk football. Yeah. I know.
You don't want that.
Let me say this to you. I remember living in Scottsdale 2024. They had the Eagles bar. You know that. Downtown Scottsdale. I'm over there with my Yankees. Joe, the fans were nice. Listen, I got used to left that town as losers. First, you invaded Scottsdale, which made me sick that I had to go out drinking in bars with all Eagle fans. You know what I mean? But they were nice, good time. You know what I mean? And then you all left crying.
Yeah, you stood us up. You stood us up.
Say that again.
You stood us up. We were supposed to meet you out there in Scottsdale.
Listen to me. You guys never gave a location. I don't know what's up. I know how.
What's your location? What's your location?
I live in Scottsdale, brother. Let me tell you something. I come out my front door. I'm at the Phoenix Open. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's where I live. All right, yo, brother. Yeah. Big money neighborhood. You can fall asleep. I lived there 7 years. I think it's 7 years I seen two cop cars. How's that sound? Okay. Because, listen, nobody. You don't belong there. You'll be leaving quickly. You know what I mean? It ain't like, you know, there's no strangers rolling through the neighborhood. Just don't go that way. You got no business there. Don't come. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It was a safe neighborhood. You know.
Yeah, that's why you live there. It's a safe place.
Well, we're tracing this call.
Listen,
what?
What's the question of today that you're asking the people?
Is what reminds you of your youth?
Brother, back in Bensonhurst, hanging out on the street corner, and the wise guys with all the Cadillacs, and I used to sit there and say, I'm going to be like these guys one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happened?
I was. I had a great book, Making Life. I lived the dream. Yeah. I sit down now. Yo, I lived the dream. I did that. I had Cadillacs when I was 16, two of them. Did I tell you it took me to 20 to graduate high school?
Shocker.
Brother Spike, I got one for you.
Which one's Brother Spike? Is it Ike or is it me?
Yeah, I'm Brother Spike.
Listen, yo, brother, my mom would walk me to school at 20. I said, yo, mom. She goes, you got to graduate. My dad gave up on me by then. You know, and I said to mom, you know, you're walking me here. I'm going to go out the other door. I graduated from my mom because I don't get it. She didn't give up on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She made a mistake.
Mother's love, man. Yeah. Mother's love. That's unconditional.
Man, 20 years old to graduate.
Like, that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
He's proud of her,
I mean, my mom. I said, my dad, it's done. Stop. Could you leave me alone?
I'm trying to figure out why was your mother walking you to school?
At 20, yeah.
Because she was making sure I went.
Oh, making sure you went. Yeah, got you.
I hate to tell you that. I'd go in the front door. I'd come out the back door. I'd be grabbing the Cadillac before she got home. But I did it because, you know, my dad said, yo, you're breaking mom's heart. I didn't want to break my mom's heart. She wanted the diploma. My mom was so proud that day. I'm thinking, oh, my God. If I only known, I would have graduated when I was 18.
Did she walk you to school because she just had to stay on the corner anyway?
Oh.
Nah, mom walked me to school. Yeah, I'm going to let you get away with that, wise guy. But mom, listen, my mom never worked a day in her life. That was a bookmaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you know what runners are.
I know what runners are.
You know what runners are. You know, you play the lead and you come back and play the parlay. That's how.
We don't need those now. We got FanDuel.
I can remember this, though. You know, mom was working the book. I remember when the feds came in and cuffed mom. You know what I mean? And dad. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't pretty cool, like the feds cuffing
right.
my mom.
You know, enough of a Yankee fan. This is a Phillies fan day, not a Yankee fan.
You want
fan
to talk
day.
About street? What you remember? I'm giving you memories.
Well, yeah, but I didn't ask for a book. It was like a one
Wait,
thing.
On.
Like Atari or something. Come on.
Listen, you gave that L.A. guy, he was a moron with the therapy. Yo, the players play. That's
Wait,
it.
L.A.'s not a moron? All right, that's enough. Enough out of Arthur. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
I'm pure anger today.
Pure anger. So you're the second stage of grief.
Yeah, first of all, let me get to something.
Yeah.
My boy, Sergeant Rios there, brother Rios. Listen, Arthur, I know your mom never worked a day in her life. She worked real hard on her back. She did a lot of work on her back. Don't take shots at Rios.
What happened?
I have no idea. But we're just I got to put Chris in timeout again.
Like what happened?
Chris thinks it's the midday show. It ain't the midday show.
Yeah.
There are rules here.
Yeah, I don't need you policing the other call stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not officially an afternoon show caller. Carl in Maple Shade, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
Carl. What up, Carl?
Hey. If you thought that was the real author, you were he.
Nope.
Wow, what is going on,
Buzz? I just Alan Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
How's everyone going?
What's up?
What's up, Al?
What's up, Al?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, like, you know, a lot of characters calling in. I'm going to kind of bring it down a little bit.
There we go.
I would say I'm more on the anger/depression stage right now.
Yeah.
You know, watching the Phillies, obviously. I get anger watching a couple games, but I kind of get over it pretty quick. It's just depressing to watch. Like, at this point, I don't want to sit there and watch these games. I just want to turn it off, I'll put a movie on, and then check the box score an hour later and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the worst, the biggest shame of it, I think I touched on this when he was talking about being, like, sad about it, is that it was so much fun for the first two and a half months of this season to watch the team because you felt like they were always going to win. And now you get the exact opposite feeling. It's like when they go down 3-0, you're sure they're going to lose. When they go up 2-0, you're waiting for the big inning from the other team. It's like they're when there's a when you need a ground ball out, you almost when you need a double play ball, you're almost sure somebody's going to kick it or somebody's not going to be in place. And it just it's the exact opposite experience that it was watching the Phillies the first couple of months of this season.
I agree. I mean, it used to be a lot of fun. I mean, I used to call Castellanos double plays all the time. He obviously got out of it. He's been one of our better hitters, which is kind of sad. He's one of our bright spots. But, yeah, I mean, it's just depressing to watch at this point. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with some mental stuff. I mean, what's the best way to get out of these slumps is you got to get in the right headspace. You have a lot of these players, you know, they're slumping, they're injured. You know, maybe they want to avoid injuries, so they're not pushing as hard. You know, you look at their schedule recently, you know, they haven't really lost to a lot of really good teams. They're losing to, you know, average teams, some on the lower end. And I think that the fact that they can't pull themselves out of it, you know, they're struggling and they're saying, how can we get out of it? And, you know, they're just trying too hard and trying to force things, and that's not helping at this point.
It honestly looks like they feel sorry for themselves. Honestly, that is the vibe that I get watching the Phillies, which is it – I truly believe, and Al, give us what reminds you of being a kid.
I would say waking up, running downstairs on Christmas morning, and opening up those gifts, you know, and seeing what you got from Santa.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas different as a kid, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Al.
Yeah, and I'll say my kids still do that.
How old?
18 and 21.
There you go.
Yes. Living home. Yeah, they.
Make sure they're giving you the credit, yeah, not Santa. At that point.
They still ran to the tree last year for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they wake you up at 6:30 in the morning?
No, I'm usually the first one up.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm the first one up.
I remember when the first time I slept past my like parents on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
They were so happy.
Right. Yeah, because you probably was getting up at 6.
Well, just me.
Yeah. You're the only child.
It wasn't a long opening process. It was like everyone just gathered around Jack.
Yeah. Man, you always had the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. You always had the spotlight.
Christmas, you had the spotlight.
And listen,
job now, I have the spotlight.
Having one child means that Christmas isn't as expensive as it is for having – families with 3, 4, 5, 6 kids in it, man.
That's what I try to tell them when I put the list out there. Yeah.
It does seem like, so when you're watching them now, I feel like they thought they were going to be out of this a month ago. That no one on the Phillies expected this to go this long, and I feel like they are lost. It's sort of why I'm happy that Thompson is doing something to, because almost like they're almost, I get the sense they're all waiting for something else to happen from somebody else.
Well, like last night I thought was a good example. It was like the fourth inning, it was a 2-2 count, and Bryce struck out on a ball that was obviously a ball.
Yes.
And he didn't lose it. Like, he kind of just turned around and was like, really?
Yeah, had a couple of words for the for
but
the
it was more of like, yep. It was like a, all right.
No, you're right. That's actually an opportunity right there.
I thought it was an opportunity for Thompson.
Yeah, for Thompson or Bryce. You're right, because you don't want Bryce to get thrown out the
game.
No,
that's a Thompson spot.
Yeah, that's a spot where Thompson goes out there and loses it.
Because the umpire was all over the place all night.
Yeah.
Especially by that point in the game. And it was just a reaction, because I'm used to Bryce, like, I don't know, throwing a helmet or, like, showing some emotion.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the emotion's been taken out of him.
Yep. Yeah, and again, it's early enough in the game, you don't want him getting thrown out of the game. That's one where the manager gets thrown out of the game.
And by the way, it is a paint-by-numbers a place that a manager gets thrown out of the game. Like, that's an easy one.
I agree.
They'll be fine without you.
Yes.
Fake it. Yes. You know what I mean? And
we saw how Gabe faked it.
Unless you're Gabe, yeah. The Gabe fakers was not great.
Well, but here's – and
Gabe
I can't –
came out of his shirt.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
He was unbuttoned and everything. Gabe was unbuttoned. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to compare Gabe and Rob Thompson. You know, another player who wouldn't discipline players, another manager who wouldn't discipline players was Gabe.
Yep.
And it was another guy who, now obviously, I think they have more respect for Rob Thompson than anyone had for Gabe.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to do that. And I think one of the reasons Gabe didn't do it is because he knew he couldn't. Is because he knew he didn't have the respect of the players,
right.
And his locker room was built on I'm not gonna make anybody mad,
right?
Because they will revolt against me.
And Joe Girardi didn't know he was the Phillies manager.
Yeah, he still has no recollection of it. Yeah. He can't even believe he was here. Somebody told me.
I can't even believe Joe Girardi was here. And I liked the hiring when they hired
him. Yeah, me too.
Well, everybody
They're getting a hard ass.
Yeah. Not so much. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Which stage of grief are you in with the Phillies as we do this Phillies therapy session on the show today? 8% in denial, 42% anger, feels that way, 28% depression, and 22% acceptance. 215-592-9494. Joining us next, we got a football game tomorrow night. Believe it or not, the second preseason game, which is the most important, that's what I was told. Elliot Shore Parks will join us next. He'll tell us whether we can expect to see any of the first team offense tomorrow night. And we will continue with you and Phillies therapy. We are at McGurk's in Fort Washington. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.